Blog Talk Radio.
In Los Angeles, this is the Ray Starman Show. I'm Ray Starman, the editor-in-chief of USDefenseWatch.com, a new website that reports on U.S. defense issues and politics every day, 24/7, 365. The subject today on this 15-minute broadcast of the Ray Starman Show is last night's what I call President Obama's State of Denial speech. You could also call it a fairy tale. I don't know what kind of fantasy land the man is living in, but it's not the same reality that the rest of the country is living in. According to the president, there's no problem with ISIS. The economy looks great. And we're all going to just hold hands and sing Kumbaya and usher in Hillary Clinton, criminal at large, to be our next president for the next 4 to 8 years. And the United States of America, the greatest country on God's green earth. Let's take a look at if we can dissect this state of denial speech from last night. Let's talk about ISIS first, which the president only touched on just briefly. Most of the speech was we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Joe Biden's going to find a more powerful internet for everybody, and Valerie Jarrett is going to find a way to harness more solar energy that'll cost less. And then we're going to put Josh Earnest on a big project to build windmills across the world for everybody. ISIS is not the number one threat to the world. It's climate change. Just remember that. It's not ISIS. It's not radical Islamic terrorism. It's melting glaciers in the upper Andes Mountains of South America. So President pretty much, he came across with a line that I've heard used many times on these press conferences with Josh Earnest, where he talks about how to date we've done 9,000 sorties. Well, yesterday he said we've done 10,000 sorties. Yeah, that sounds really good on paper, or when you're making the speech, Mr. President, but let's just do the math here. Operation Inherent Resolve, the air campaign, I call it Operation 5 O'Clock Charlie from MASH. It's been going on for over a year and a half, okay? Even if you take 10,000, you divide it by the number of days in a year and a half, you're looking at 15, 16 sorties a day, okay? Desert Storm, the first week we did about 3,000 a day. Then we mellowed out to just hammering Iraq with just about 1,500 sorties. A sortie is one plane on one mission there and back. So we send out about 15 or 16 sorties a day. They're on paper to go ahead with that mission. But three quarters of those sorties are called back. Why? Because the president is too worried that he's going to kill a truck driver who's driving a fuel truck for ISIS. He's too worried about killing some innocent member of ISIS's uncle. He's too worried about environmental damage that one of these bombs may destroy the population of the Syrian rattlesnake. So these missions are called off. And the other problem is we don't have any forward air controllers on the ground to lace the targets for the planes that are actually dropping laser-guided bombs. So these guys are coming back with other ordnance. We're dropping, three bombs a day on ISIS. Three bombs a day doesn't keep ISIS away. And they're laughing at us, believe me. They're laughing at us. They're laughing at the President of the United States. They're laughing at just about everybody except Vladimir Putin. And they're probably not laughing at Jacques Holland. He's doing his best for France, but they don't have the the military assets that the United States of America does, for sure. And, you know, we have no coalition effort. The world will not do anything unless the United States takes charge. We're the alpha male on the block. If we don't do anything, nothing happens. Russia, whatever Putin is doing over there, you know, it's a little murky if he's hitting ISIS, he's hitting the Syrian rebels, he's just doing bombing practice, whatever he's doing, he's the only one that seems to be actually, you know, doing anything over there. So it's never going to happen. ISIS will continue to grow, continue to metastasize like a cancer across the planet unless you cut off the fish's head in the Middle East, Syria and Iraq. We need a coalition ground force to go in there. Yes, there's going to be U.S. troops on the ground. We're not going to be the only one, but we would certainly be in charge of it. And that's what's needed. That is what's needed. That's threat, and then the ISIS worldwide threat, which is probably much more insidious and more dangerous in the long run. But if you do cut them off the head in Syria and Iraq, that would weaken them for a while. Saw some footage yesterday of we blew up something that apparently had a bunch of ISIS money in it. I don't know what that exactly was. If they're just counterfeiting money and storing it in bunkers, I don't know. I'm not sure what that was. That the equivalent of the Nazis dumping plates of British pounds and Lake Toplitz in the Austrian Alps in 1945 at the end of the Third Reich. I'm not sure what that all was, but they said we're doing something. So, you know, whatever Ash Carter says, I believe, because he knows what he's doing, right? And moving down from ISIS, let's go to Iran, the Iranian deal, which does just about everything for Iran and does absolutely nothing for the United States of America. We'll talk about the Iran deal when we get back. A quick break. The Ray Starman Show is brought to you by Steve Barton's News Alert, the total link site for the news and information junkie, libertarianism, property rights, government corruption, the Chicago mob, struggle against socialism, union corruption, pension meltdown, education ripoffs, the housing crash, the Ron Paul revolution, and other politically incorrect matters of interest. Check out Steve Barton's News Alert. That's analert.blogspot.com. Steve's been around for a long time, has had millions of people on his website, and is often linked on other sites like Instapundit. So check out Steve's website. He is a torchbearer of freedom, an endangered species in Cook County, Illinois, a libertarian pro-gun guy. He is an endangered species there. But check it out. He is a friend of freedom and libertarianism in the conservative movement. Now back to the Ray Starman Show. We've got about 7 minutes here. This is a quick show. We will be on longer tomorrow at a regular time of 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, and I guess that would be 2 Mountain. If you live in Europe or something like that and listen to the show, you have to figure out the time. I don't have any world time, so sure. Anyway, the Iranian mullahs, they have absolutely no respect for President Obama. Who has any respect for President Obama? I don't know. Maybe his mother-in-law likes him. Seems like a nice enough guy, but he just doesn't get it. And when he doesn't get it, he's very arrogant and stubborn. What happened last week? The Iranians, the Revolutionary Guard, they fired some rockets over a U.S. carrier. We had our sailors taken yesterday, but they were let go by the John Kerry's claiming because of his spectacular diplomacy. I guess mission accomplished, John. You can get back on your $7,000 Giant road cycle and pedal away from Farsi Island with a job done there. I would have expected the Iranians to hold it longer and mess with us even more, but have no doubt they'll probably do something else. These are the same people that have never been paid back since 1979 for what they did. And I think Obama's actually worse than Carter in a lot of ways. Carter was bad, but I believe Obama is even worse. And let's move on quickly to the U.S. military, which, of course, President Obama says the greatest fighting force ever in the history of the U.S. military. Well, I'm not sure about that, Mr. President. I think with the budget cuts, the readiness issues, and your simultaneous destruction of the military through these social engineering policies, I think the military is pretty weak right now. I think a lot of people would agree with me. like former Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odinero, who never said anything about the social engineering policies, in fact promoted it, but did say that we're having budget and readiness problems. I wouldn't call this the greatest force we've ever had. Sorry to say it's not. We might have the most technology, but there are a lot of problems, and they're not going to go away until there is another Republican president in office. So we can only hope for that. And have no doubt the state of denial speech, Obama, you will see him making more pushes for gun control before the end of the year, before he leaves office in January of 2017. His fantasy land is to turn America into Australia or the UK, where nobody can defend themselves. You can't even pull a butter knife on somebody if somebody's robbing your house, or else you'll be thrown in jail. And that's the kind of fantasy he wants to create, because we all know that less guns, of course, means less violence, just like in Chicago, Baltimore, New York, Boston, and, of course, my favorite gun control paradise, Mexico. All less guns in President Obama's mind, liberals' mind, they've never gotten it. They do not want to know the facts about guns. It's just guns are horrible. Oh, my God, they're horrible. We've got to ban them all until you actually need a gun to defend yourself. And, of course, all the people that these big hotshots that are called for gun control, they all have, you know, Secret Service. President, he doesn't need a gun to protect himself. He's got a Secret Service cord on of traveling, floating him around him 24 hours a day. He can't even use the bathroom without a Secret Service guy hanging outside the door. And moving on quickly here, we've got about 3 minutes left on this shortened version of the Ray Starman Show from Los Angeles, California. Another cold morning in L.A. Very cold. I've got a flannel shirt on. The U.S. economy, which the president says is just expanding on the move, I think most people would say, a lot of experts would agree, people like David Stockman, I worked for the Reagan administration, that the U.S. economy is a disaster, plain and simple. Jobs have been outsourced across the world. Factories have been shipped out. There's too few jobs for a surplus population. It's supply and demand. And the real unemployment numbers in this country are between 15 and 20%. They're not, what does the government say? I don't know. What is it today? 7%, 5%, 6%. It bounces back and forth. But it's all a lie, so I don't even really look at the real numbers anymore, because it's just a lie. The whole thing is a lie. Interest rates are practically zero. Remember the old days where you could have a savings account and get 5 or 6% interest? Yes, it actually occurred. Actually, in the 7% interest rates in the 70s. You can't get a CD anymore. What are you supposed to do? I mean, these banks, they offer these savings accounts. You're getting 0.00001% on your savings account. And when you just laugh at the person in the bank who's 27 years old is taking care of you, and they look at you like they're a New Hampshire moose caught in the headlights, like they don't have a clue. You know, I mean, you actually used to be able to get interest back on your savings account, Mr. Starman. Yes, in a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, when the economy was better. The infrastructure of this country is falling apart. The bridges, the roads are in need of repair. Buildings. I mean, you go out east at some of this stuff, it looks like, you know, it was built in 1890, which it was, and they haven't touched it since. That needs to be fixed. And, you know, I think just to close off here, most Americans that voted for Obama, they've lost faith in the man, as the country has. And his only replacements in the Democratic Party are a socialist and a delusional, arrogant criminal who – seems like evidence is piling up on her more every day, pantsuit lady, Madame Secretary Hillary Clinton. We must move to the right. We must elect a President Trump or Cruz. And once again, the light will begin to shimmer on the shining city on the hill. And that's all today on the Ray Starman Show. We'll be back tomorrow at our regular time of 1 p.m. Pacific from sunny Southern California. Thanks for joining me.